So they head out to Emmaus. They leave Jerusalem. Why would they stay there now? They had gone in with such hope, their dreams and passions wild with possibility and promise. The New Jerusalem, the compassion of God, the inclusivity of Jesus, the peace and justice. The crowds had gathered as they came, shouts of Hosanna. Emotions that still stirs congregations and choirs these 2,000 years later. On top of the world and ready to usher in a new way of being that is healing, that is generous, that is kind. Except the establishment and the politically powerful were thinking differently, and they had the resources and the authority to grab their leader and literally hang him out to die, which had happened just 3 days earlier. Emotions were all over the place. The women had showed up earlier in the morning and told them that Jesus had risen, but they knew that was nonsense. What they knew was what they had hoped to have happen was not what happened. What they knew was that their rabbi, teacher, friend had been killed. What they knew was this arrival and time in Jerusalem had not gone at all in the way they had been thinking it would. What they knew was they could well be the next up for crucifixion. They literally get out. On the road again. But this time, it's all so different. It's just two of them wrapped in their despair and confusion. Tapped out, bottomed out. What is the future going to be for them? What do you imagine are the questions and concerns that flooded their hearts and minds in this time? We don't get to hear what those are in detail. But I project onto them all the confusion and unsettledness that I imagine I would be feeling in that situation. I make them out to be in a pretty bad place. Our sacred story confirms that a bit when we hear them talking with the stranger that shows up. They tell the stranger that they had hoped, but... And in that, I hear the confirmation that all they had dreamed and wanted in their life with Jesus and God turns out not to be like that at all. I'm grateful that our sacred story is honest and dares to say what we can feel, that dreams crash down or the future feels threatening and undefined, because this happens, right? But, I'm not letting go of the but yet. But the story and the experience continues. They tell their visitor about their disappointment. They feel and name all that is wrong and without hope. Circumstances and opportunities are limited for sure. But, when the end of the day comes, when they are raw from pain, when they are using all that they have to get away from Jerusalem and its threats, when it's all undefined and without hope, when they are about to enter a place for rest and they might finally find some ease, when they see this stranger in their midst doesn't have a place to be, and looks to be needing something, looks like he's going to be walking on into the dark of night, they say to the stranger, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." They don't want the stranger to be at risk. There is nothing to indicate that they have any resources to take care of themselves or a stranger. There was nothing that says they called ahead to make sure there was enough food and an extra bed. There is simply, faithfully, powerfully, their ingrained compassion. They had learned, and they had been shaped by their rabbi. It was part of them now. They might not have been aware of it, but it was part of them. Generosity and compassion. You just do it. You just offer it to a stranger with all the unknowns and risks that brings. And when they did, they ended up having a powerful experience. They recognized the risen Christ with them. They didn't know what that would mean or how the future would unfold. It wasn't an answer, it was a presence. And that presence enables far more than an answer. Far more. But it's undefined and not specific. Sisters and brothers, this is what followers of Jesus do. Offer hospitality to the stranger in our midst, with all the unknowns and risks that brings, and with the trust that we will recognize the risen Christ in our midst. We practiced that here at Main Street Church in early March. We hosted a Know Your Rights workshop with an immigration attorney providing legal guidance for undocumented people and those that want to provide support or sanctuary for them. And as we waited to begin that program, the pit in my stomach announced itself. My co-host that night was a mom of a 14-month-old baby. What risk was she exposing herself to when we were about to open the doors that night? Might someone come who wasn't there to learn, but to take away some of the learners or people with them? Looking out the window, I saw a man in uniform walking across the parking lot. Pit in my stomach announces itself even more. Was it someone from ICE? So I went up to the parking lot to talk to him, and I encountered the risen Christ. He was an Amesbury policeman, and a young woman and her infant child had approached him. They were looking for the workshop. She told the officer she was trying to get someplace to learn about immigration rights, and he decided that it would be Main Street Church that was hosting it. So he brought her here and then left. And she came in, and the young woman co-hosting with me welcomed that mom and her infant. And watching their interaction right over there, I encountered the risen Christ again. Hospitality to strangers. This is what the men offer on the road to Emmaus. This is what religious folk of our tradition are called to do. And as we do that, in the life-giving, world-transforming, non-standard way of God, our caring for the stranger in our midst opens us to the presence of the risen Christ. Isn't God amazing? And challenging. And present. Amen.